To kick off Green Sense, Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News brings us the latest on sustainable agriculture with our Growing Green feature. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Well, every industry needs grease to keep those wheels of innovation moving, and that's capital. So let's talk a little bit about capital today and what role it plays in funding urban agriculture. And to start out, Chris, what is urban ag? Define it.
Yeah, urban agriculture can be a very complex definition, because by definition, I think it applies to everything from high intensity gardens to high tech vertical farms and anything in between, which would include greenhouses, rooftop farms, and farms that are located inside the urban city limits.
What about vertical farming?
Yeah, vertical farming would be the top end, as I said. So the vertical farm would be the most advanced in terms of technology, the most advanced part of urban agriculture.
And how hard is it to get capital for these new ventures?
It seems to be a pretty difficult challenge. I would say most of the capital in my experience is coming from angel investors. And, there is a split, I think, between what people are, why people are willing to give money and what people are expecting in return. There are some people that are looking at this as more of a philosophical adventure in which they're trying to bring farming back to the cities and doing that in a variety of ways and for a variety of reasons. Then on the other side, the traditional agricultural investors are more looking at ROI and how are they going to quickly get their money back, and trying to determine what role urban agriculture is going to play in the larger picture of agriculture.
Chris, there seems to be a disconnect out in the market. It seems like the public loves all these new innovative ideas to grow food close to the consumer, but the capital markets doesn't quite respect these the same way the consumer does.
Yeah, I think what you have is a disconnect from the consumer to the voices that are speaking for them. I think there's a very vocal part of our consumer base that really does want this, and they really do want to see a change in the direction that agriculture is going, whether that's the change in the way that we manage the distribution of fresh produce and agricultural products, or a change in the way we produce those products. And I think the investors are kind of caught up in that. Some of the bigger investors, and that's what's needed for, really the high tech vertical farming or high tech greenhouses to be placed in cities inside the city limits. Those bigger investors are looking for the Walmart math, right? They're looking for how are we going to sell a whole bunch of this product and get a real quick return on investment. And the consumer, I think that's where we have a little bit of a split from the consumer. We have those consumers with disposable income that are willing to pay slightly more for their fresh produce. And then we have those consumers that are going to be shopping at Walmart and buying on price. And I think the investors kind of caught up in trying to figure out, okay, what role is urban agriculture going to play and what part of that consumer base is it going to service?
Recently, you were at an event in LA where you had a gathering of thinkers and leaders in the industry that were focused on capital. What did you learn from the event?
Well, let me be clear. It wasn't myself who was at that event, but it was my team. What we learned at that event is that there are definitely people still interested in this movement. The investors, if you will, that are out there are still doing their homework. They're still looking to see who's going to be the players that are going to lead this into the next generation of urban farming. And so we know that those people are out there. We know that there's a growing interest still in figuring out how to grow fresh produce year round with inside the city limits.
There's a variety of different groups that are focused on this. There's impact investors, there's slow food movement, angel investment funds. What have you found from those groups?
I would say that what I've found is that the angel investors have been the ones that have been most willing to get involved in the urban ag space. And it can be because I'm looking at this holistically and including some of the lower tech options of farming inside the city. And those are primarily funded by angel investors.
Well, without capital, you can't grow. So what's your bottom line here?
Bottom line is going to be figure out how we take this technology, what we do with it, and how we start to figure out how to grow very efficiently. And once we do that, there's going to be no way that the investors are going to stay away from us.
Chris, thanks for joining us on Green Sense. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me again, guys.
That's Chris Higgins of Urban Ag News with our latest feature, Growing Green. This is Robert Colangelo on Green Sense.